WFP funding situation for Republic Democratic of Congo is extremely challenging. We are facing severe shortfalls, and WFP has had already to distribute reduced ration, and we are now scaling back cash-based activities in some part of DRC, while, of course, continuing to prioritize the most vulnerable, like the recently displaced people, children suffering from malnutrition, and all the most vulnerable people, elderly, lactating women. So the situation is extremely worrying. We need urgently over $40 million for food security needs in the DRC.
There is a very huge humanitarian operation in eastern DR Congo. Which areas are most affected?
All operations will be affected. We are reducing the geographical coverage of our work in DRC. And of course, we will focus on the eastern part of the country. And also, we will focus on refugees fleeing from Central African Republic. Since January, we have seen the influx of 62,000 refugees from Central African Republic. So now we will have to target the most recently displaced people and the people who suffer for acute malnutrition.
How many people is WFP feeding currently in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and how many will be affected by these reductions in food rations?
WFP assisted 1.5 million food insecure people in DRC in December 2013. We announced last year that we aim to reach 4.2 million people food insecure between July of last year, 2013, and December 2015. But with this shortage of fund, we are scaling back some operation, and we already scaled back during recent months. So there are over 6.7 million people in DRC in acute food security seed crisis and livelihood crisis. It's a 5% increase compared to June 2013, and it is 11% of the rural population. So, of course, if we have to target and scale down our operation, there are thousands of people we will not get food assistance, and this is very worrying.
What would be the impact of this scale down in food rations, especially for the most vulnerable?
We are trying to continue to target and to assist the most vulnerable. 43% of children suffer from global acute malnutrition in DRC, and DRC is at the bottom of the UNDP Development Index. So the consequences and the constraints we are facing now are major constraints. Our operation is expected to run out of food by April for the majority of our sub-offices in the country, including the Kivus and Katanga. The expected shortfall for the next 6 months is more than 15,000 metric tons of food, and $8 million are needed to provide assistance in the form of cash and voucher. So we can see that we will not be able to implement fully our nutritional programs between now and July 2014.
And what is your appeal to donors? Is it that there are many other crises that are taking place that they are not seeing the Democratic Republic of Congo?
There are many crises at the moment. Syria, Central African Republic, many, many crises, and they all deserve donors' attention. So that we call on donors to urgently fund the WFP DRC operation. We must not forget Africa. The new humanitarian situation in Katanga province is serious, and in particular in this place called the Triangle of Death. Also, we have already scaled down our school feeding nutrition program in Maniema, Kasai Oriental, Occidental, Equator province, and in large part of Katanga. And this is unbearable.